Hey, it is Lissa's Local Live Music Podcast. Every week I bring you a different artist or band, somebody from the local scene that I love. I tell you where they're playing on the weekend. We get to know them a little bit. And this week it is Kalima and the Garland of Arms, Jamie and Ray. What's up?
Woo-hoo. Hi, everybody.
Welcome, welcome. I wanted to have you guys in because you're playing at a super cool venue and it's a great show with a bunch of other artists. So tell us about it Friday night.
November 9th, we're playing at Carl Hall in Wilkes-Barre. It's this really cool new joint. It's all ages, BYOB. We're playing with Kate Dressed Up from Philly, The Charming Beards, also from Wilkes-Barre, and Little Star Run from Scranton. It's going to be a super cool show.
And all original. I'm sure people can do a couple covers if they want.
All female fronted acts as well.
I love that. I used to play at the Women Who Rock every year, and Jamie, you probably remember that. And
yes.
I miss that. It's a cool vibe when all of us chicks get together. Nothing against you dudes, but I mean, it is a really neat thing to connect like that.
It is.
So for people who have not seen you guys before, I love your live show. Last time I saw you, it was at Irish Wolf Pub. You're not a regular textbook rock band. You know what I'm saying.
It feels almost like it does when we're practicing together. It doesn't even feel like we're putting on a performance. It feels more so like we're all getting together, feeding off of each other's energy. So we really work off each other's energy. And then the energy of the crowd also really helps too.
I was going to say that. The energy of the crowd really helps. The more wild the crowd gets, the more wild we get.
I hear that. Even as a solo musician, I love when they give you something back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
People always say to me, oh, don't you hate hecklers? And I'm like, no, not always. Mm-hmm. Actually, if you can disarm them and get on their good side, they kind of just want to joke with you 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
I don't mind. I'm not encouraging anyone to heckle, but I like getting something back from the people I'm playing with. What has been the nicest compliment that someone has given you for your original music where they connected with the song?
There's a lot of people that they say different things, but what they're getting at is what we make is so different from anything that they've heard before.
Agree.
The music is not, it's not easily put into a category, like a genre that you'd hear on the radio. So they love that it's something different. It's not the same thing. And a lot of stuff is recycled and we're not recycling.
But it's still memorable because sometimes when you say, oh, something's different, it's not necessarily a compliment, but in a good way, because your songs, you can still remember them.
That's another thing
like
that we've heard.
Pop sense to it.
Yes.
We keep our songs semi-short too. I think our longest song is only 5 minutes long or something. We like to keep them short. We don't like to go off the wall or we just get to the point. And
it's funny you say that because that's honestly really good advice for anyone starting out in songwriting. Mm. If you can keep it in the 3-minute neighborhood, that's better for you, because when people are just giving you a straight chance at first, they don't have all this time to invest.
And everyone's attention span nowadays
opus.
Is like...
Exactly. Exactly. There's nothing there. But yeah, you guys put on such a great live show. And of course, you guys are a couple, aren't you, in real life?
Yeah.
Yes.
So did you play together as a duo before forming the band?
Uh-huh.
We did, yes. That's how this all started. Ray and I had separate musical projects, and then we met at a venue that's now closed called The Factory. Both of our bands had played there. And we both had such similar musical interests. And we both really enjoyed each other's styles. So we started a duo together and then just expanded into a 4-piece when we found the right people.
So you musically collaborated before you even got together as a couple.
Yeah.
It kind of all happened at once.
Aw, that's a beautiful love story,
I was
guys.
Actually on the way back from a Harrisburg show, and I was looking for bands to play with because my old band was weird too. Like we didn't fit in with anybody. So and then I found her old band and I was like, we should play with them.
We're both
we
weird.
Became really good.
Isn't it beautiful when you find someone in the same brand of weirdness?
Yeah.
I like you. I can't put my finger on it, but you and I are the same brand of strange.
Yeah.
I love that. Do you guys remember your earliest childhood memories of who kind of made you want to do this? Like for me, I remember seeing Elton John and Axl Rose specifically sitting at pianos. And I remember watching, not that I could ever be as good as them, but going, I could maybe do that. Like, who was it for you?
I used to listen to the Spice Girls in my headphones and...
They're going back on tour, baby.
Oh, really? I'd be laying in bed listening to it and picture myself up on the stage singing all
Love
the
it.
Words.
Yeah, I actually, my little brother, he's a musician too, but he had this little karaoke machine and I used to make my own radio station and play all the songs.
No way!
And I had this Queen tape and I listened to it obsessively. When I was a little kid, I just listened to this Queen tape like constantly. And then when I got a little bit older, I saw Nirvana and all the grunge bands started coming out on MTV and I was like, I want to do that.
So little boy Ray, what was his Queen jam? What was like your go-to? Like when this comes on the karaoke machine, sit back, mom. I'm going to put on a show.
Fat Bottom Girls.
Nice. How old were you?
Probably only like 9 or even younger, actually. Like I was listening to them since I was pretty tiny.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Little tape player.
My parents told me that in my walker, I was always jamming out to Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, how cute. That is so freaking perfect.
Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen. I used to walk around the house singing it with a headband on. I had the bandana on.
And aren't you just so grateful that that's like the time before social media? Because my mom would put some embarrassing crap of me on social media.
Oh, yeah.
There's
so
pictures,
lucky.
But you don't get the
full effect.
Yeah.
How does it feel as artists to know that Carl Hall is an all-ages venue where little kids can come and connect with your music like that?
I love it because when we do play all-ages events, the children are always so receptive.
Yes.
They love it. They're probably our biggest fans.
Even when we played on the boardwalk in Ocean City, the little kids were like climbing out of their strollers and stuff, trying to see what we're doing.
Doesn't it slay you how, as you said, adults have these tiny attention spans, but when you get a kid and they're interested in what you're doing, they'll watch you for a half hour.
Very true.
And sit still and clap and, you know.
We have an inside joke that we're going to tour Chuck E. Cheese all over the country because the kids like us so much.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. Just play for free tokens.
Yeah.
Dude, I would do it.
Pizza.
Play for pizza. Well, I love you guys. Everybody, please go see them at Carl Hall Friday night. And I'm going to play one of your original tracks here. Tell me what inspired this song, Toy Void.
Toy Void was one of the first original songs that I wrote. It was made just with a loop station and a synthesizer, Korg. And
you worked magic with that thing, by the way.
Thank you. And it's just a lot of expression that I needed to get out, and I finally did it with my loop station.
I love it. And before we do the track, where can we find you on social media?
We're on Bandcamp, Spotify, iTunes,
Twitter,
Facebook. We're all over the place. Yeah. You'll find us everywhere.
Kali Ma and the Garland of Arms. That is Kali with a K. Jamie and Ray, thank you so much. You rock this.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Love you guys.
I started up with toys. They all made lots of noise. I showed them to the Lord. We was full.
trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.